Good morning. You're on the Mason Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Just fine. I heard a guy call in about the record, Candida.
Yes.
Now, that's by Don, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's on the flip side to knock three times, right?
Right.
Okay, I picked that up this afternoon. Mr. Bailey's been wanting it, so I picked that up this afternoon, and I'm going to bring that down sometime during the time that Bill Bailey's on in the morning.
Okay.
And I wanted to say good luck to you, and I really will miss you. I've enjoyed listening to your program.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll see you later.
Have a good day, love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello, Mason. This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good.
I don't know if you remember me or not. We're the ones that moved here from Texas.
Texas, right, yeah.
I wanted to let you know that while we have been here, we thoroughly enjoyed your show.
Thank you very much.
The two kids and I think it's just fabulous.
Well, I hope that we can put on some things here at the Big 70. I still feel like I'm a part of the place, even though I'm leaving. That's strange.
Well, I know what you mean. It's, your hometown and everything kind of gets in your blood.
Right, that's for sure.
Well, I wanted to let you know, too, that when we went to Texas this summer, there's a friend of ours doing a reasonable facsimile of your type show in Lubbock for the first time.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It's going over fantastic.
Well, this is the thing that we found out in a lot of the secondary markets now. The talk show concept is being used and being used very well. And now in the major markets, the talk shows are starting to command some respect because rock is having its problem right now.
That's true.
And if Top 40 radio is going to survive, they're going to have to make a lot of changes. And this is one of the changes that they're going to have to make. I'm hoping that I can influence the people in St. Louis.
Well, Lubbock has Texas Tech University there, and they are really going all out for this. You know, the college kids are really going, they just love it. It's somebody to talk to when they're away from home. And everything, and it's just worked out beautifully for them.
Well, I hope that they can that this thing does spread. I don't know if I would rather do this probably than be, you know, than play records on the radio.
Well, my kids, they during the summer they couldn't go to bed until you were off the air, and you talked to Patty and Randy several times,
mm-hmm.
And
sure,
they thought
remember.
You were just great. You know, you're somebody that. There is no generation gap, like the lady said before, between you and the kids, no matter what their age is.
Well, this is the thing. I learned more from the people than they actually learned from me. And people don't realize this, but the lessons that you assimilate at a subconscious level, the things that you learn in interaction with different types and respecting other people's point of view and, you know, taking a second seat,
mm-hmm.
These are the valuable lessons. It's not actually what's said verbally, but it's the attitude that you approach a program like this or anything in life. And I think that I've been taught many lessons with this show.
Well, as a parent, I feel that you do a fabulous job with the kids, and I can see how much my children appreciate you and the show, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being a part of the show.
And good luck in St. Louis. If we can make it here from all the way from Texas, you can make it in St. Louis.
Thank you for the confidence.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to take a break in the proceedings, play a record, and find that Mr. Miller is supposed to work this morning. Is that... Mr. Jim Miller, sir, if you were listening to the Big 79, got the word from Mr. John Randolph. Mr. John Randolph says Jim Miller is on the air at the Big 79, and that'll be shortly. Let's listen to some music. Keep calling. We'll keep answering the phones until Jim can make it.
I promise to last with me.
Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
This is Dee. What's been happening?
Not too much.
Well, what you have on your mind this morning? It's kind of strange because we've been sitting here talking because it was on the hotline call.
We could talk about how dumb Virgo.
We could talk about how dumb, how dare you're a Virgo. All the people around, well, not all the people around me. George is a Capricorn, Sally's a Cancer, Don is a Pisces, Abraham is an Aries, Carolyn's a Gemini, Michael is a Capricorn and a drummer. I don't know which is worse. Never did find out. But Karen, what are you? Gemini. Another air sign. What's Tom? Scorpio. Of course, we know old Bob over there. Big Leo. Right? Right, Robert? Right? Bobby's a Leo. And so, you know, I don't know. I get the 12 signs of the zodiac. But mostly earth and water signs. And now, since it's strange, since my son has been born, I've been getting along with a lot of Geminis. I've been running into a lot of Geminis. It's wild.
I met a lot of Cancers this year.
So that's a strange combination, really, because it young Cancer and Cancerian people are erratic sometimes, and they're very emotional. And Virgos are also the same way. And it can be kind of a hectic combination. Did you find it hectic, or were you able to get along?
I didn't know him for very long. I met him and they left.
Yeah, that's the erratic thing. So who's your boyfriend now?
I don't have one.
Don't have one. There you go, guys. Virgo, good-looking, intelligent, whiplash mind. Available. We can't do that, though.
No.
The guy got fired for doing that here. The very same thing on the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, you can give Georgia a message.
Okay.
Tell her I met Ricky Nelson.
This is Dee. Georgia's sitting out there going, who? This is Dee. You know who Dee is. Yeah. She's jealous. She's extremely jealous. Going to scratch her eyes out.
No, he stayed at the Holiday where I worked.
Stayed at the Holiday where you worked?
Yeah.
Yeah, now she's smiling. She knows who it is now.
It's okay.
She will allow you to talk with Ricky Nelson, but she won't allow anyone else to. You'll have to take the call. What'd you say? Oh, she said she hates you for waiting on him.
Okay.
Sally wants you to call her.
Oh, we're at the thing?
Yeah, I guess. We'll have to wait because Mr. Miller should be calling me any moment. He has just been informed over the airwaves that he is to work this morning.
Oh.
Thanks for all the coffee, by the way.
Oh, that's all right.
He kept me supplied there for a long time before I ran into Bobby.
Did he bring coffee back?
Yeah, well, after you start, you know, you used to bring it down all the time. And then Bobby, after you got the other job, then Bobby started coming down. And bringing it down.
Oh, that's nice. Somebody took over.
Well,
I was worried about it. I really was.
Well, to explain to the audience, I go bananas when I don't have coffee. I go berserk and become an ogre. Terrible ogre, man. Curse, kick dogs and curse old ladies out and do all kinds of strange things. And my friends kind of protect me from the elements that way. Dee, I better run and clear this line off so Mr. Miller can call in. Thank you very much. I will miss you.
And all the best of luck.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Good morning again, Mason.
Hello. Is this Begonia?
Yes.
Begonia?
I've been making a major decision.
What's the major decision?
Whether to go to bed or talk to you again.
Mike Fesses, who's Begonia? The Grand Begonia, Tennessee's largest and most popular disc jockey.
Wall-to-wall disc jockey.
Wall-to-wall disc jockey.
I forgot to tell you about the big tournament that the dude and I had.
Well, first of all, tell me, is it possible for you to get in touch with Mr. Miller's body?
Certainly.
Mr. Miller's to be working this morning. There was a foul-up.
Yes, I know. Would you like me to try to sober him up?
Could you sober him up and send him down?
All righty.
Dry him out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, now tell us about this contest.
It was a Monopoly tournament.
Between you and John W.
Yes.
Dude Walker.
Boris Walker and Bobby Begonia.
Yes, Boris Walker and Bobby Begonia.
Boris beat me 13-7.
Oh.
That's terrible.
But how long did this last? Monopoly can last...
12 years.
12 years.
No, actually, it was about 3 or 4 weeks.
That's taking... What was the average length of the game, would you say?
Well, when I was losing about 3 minutes... about an hour.
An hour?
Yes, when you know how to play, you just concede, you know. When you know that you don't have a chance. But actually, it did take us about 3 weeks. And the dude cheats. Every time I'd win a game, he'd said it was because I did something wrong, or when he went up to go to relieve himself, that I would cheat. but I didn't really.
Taurus doesn't like to be beaten that badly, especially by a Sagittarius.
Yes, I know. Sagittarius don't like to be beaten either, but they give up gracefully.
Is that it?
Yes.
You're definitely a graceful person,
no.
Grant.
I'm a meek, graceful person.
Right. Yes. Listen, the hotline is ringing. It could be someone of authority.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll try to call Jim if it's not mentioned over the air, if it was Jim.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, Grant.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Good morning.
Hello, who's this?
This is John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
We're right on the air.
Oh,
is Mr. Miller around?
Is he around?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, well, we're looking.
Oh, I just called and talking to Marty.
Oh, okay. Marty, I think, left. Did Marty leave? Yes, Marty left.
Oh, Marty left.
Right.
Did he find him, do you know?
Yeah, he said he couldn't find the number because it wasn't listed or something.
I mean, he couldn't find Miller?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So maybe you'll have to get his name. You don't have his number with you?
Miller's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you can give him a call. We're on the air, by the way. I should caution you there.
Yes, okay. Let me see. I didn't trust anything.
Right.
I have his number, and I'll give him a call at home, and I'll call back in a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'll let you know what happened, all right?
All right. Sure will, John.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Begonia again.
Mr. Begonia, yes.
Miller is on his way.
Thank you very much, Grant.
Who are you going to call, Jim?
Mr. Randolph.
Mr. Randolph, we may have to clear a line away for you. Everyone's talking on all the... Here, wait. There you go. There you are. Dial a nine. All right. Yes, we are.
Are
you going to talk awful bad, Jim? Good grief. Good grief, Charlie Brown. I'm going to play another record while Jim talks.
Hello? Hello? That's David Gates from Brad. And if. Is that right, Mason? Okay, it's 3:11. I'll make it 3:12 on the big 79 with Jim Miller. Supposed to have the 9-0. Mr. Randolph should take the 9-0.
Take my heart.
Jerry Wallace, if you leave me tonight, I'll boo-hoo myself to death. 3:15 on the big 79 with Jim Miller listening to John Randolph over here. This is Elton John and Get Back Home, Kiket.
When I look back, boy, must have been dreaming.